Welcome to the Affirmation Meditation Podcast. I'm Bob Baker, and among other things, I'm an author, musician, coach, mentor, and improv comedy instructor. In 2017, I took my small YouTube channel and turned it into the premier destination for affirmations and inspiration, with hundreds of thousands of subscribers and millions of views. I started this podcast soon after, and it now reaches nearly 100,000 people a month. I'm on a mission to inspire and uplift humanity, one positive thought and one inspired action at a time. Thank you for joining me in that effort. Please visit my website for a free gift. And while you're there, learn more about our High Vibe Tribe community, as well as mentorship opportunities where I can help you grow a YouTube channel, attract an audience of raving fans, or manifest more abundance into your life. You can also get a copy of my book, The Power of Affirmations and Positive Self-Talk. Just visit bobbakerinspiration.com. So let's talk a little bit about abundance. Since it is December and is the holiday season, I just thought of this example from my childhood. And this relates to something that my mom did that I just thought was really special. So I was raised by a single mom. My mom left my dad before I was even a year old for good reason, because she knew that that wouldn't be a really positive environment for me to grow up in. But this was the 60s, and it was a very bold move on her part. And she had a kind of a tough childhood herself. She grew up in foster homes where she wasn't really treated that well. And so she, I guess she was determined to make a good life for me, her only child. My mom has been is gone for over 30 years. She passed away in 1990. And so she didn't have a lot of money. She worked like nonprofit jobs. So I know that she kind of just was scraping by financially, but she always tried to make a good life for me. And so on Christmas, I have a lot of fond memories of the holidays. I know not everyone does, but she did an awesome job of making the holidays a special time for me. And what she did, I thought this was a really creative way to create abundance, or the feeling of abundance. And so what she would do is really funny. I find myself doing this with my own daughter, but my mom would buy things and she would try to separate them in so that she would have like an abundance, that like the volume of wrapped presents under the tree was high, you know. So instead of taking, let's say, even if I got something as simple as a package of socks, let's say there were six pairs of socks in a package, she would break them up and individually wrap them, or split them up into three to six separate wrapped presents. And I just thought that was very creative. So when I got up on Christmas morning as a kid, there was this abundance of wrapped presents, and I was amazed. I have these fond memories of going, oh my God, look what Santa brought. The whole joy of opening up each one. And yeah, I knew after a while that, oh, this is another sock. But still, I think as I got older, I really appreciated the effort and the creativity that she put into maybe not having the money to buy all these, you know, a variety or expensive gifts. She usually would save up throughout the year and get me something that was really special. And then everything else was kind of smaller, lower priced gifts that, again, she would just separate so that there was an abundance of them. But I thought that was a really creative way to create that feeling of abundance. Now, I know that Christmas is not about material things. It's not about the volume of gifts. You know, I'm certainly well aware of that. But I just thought that she did a great job of just creating this feeling of abundance. And I have these warm childhood memories of Christmas and of the holidays, and that still stays with me. But how can we take that concept, and how can you create the feeling of abundance in your own life? As far as my own personal journey, I chose a path of self-employment. I knew that even though I have had day jobs here and there over the years, the last one I had was 2004. I was a good employee. I didn't choose self-employment because I couldn't function in a regular, I functioned just fine. I did my job and made friends with my coworkers. But I always knew that my heart was into doing something that where I was making a living, doing something that was a full expression of myself. So I knew there'd be either be in the arts or something. For a long time, I made a living as an author from books and things related to that, like coaching and speaking and and different things related to that. And then things shifted. You know, self-employment is kind of a risky roller coaster ride type of thing. So there were times when there was feast, or times that there was famine. Luckily right now, because of the success of this YouTube channel, I'm in a very happy and grateful that I'm in an abundant stage of my life. I hope that carries on, you know, for the rest of my days. But there were times not even that long ago where things were, in fact, maybe around the time that I started doing affirmations here, it was coming out of a funk that partially was related to finances. And so, yeah, one of my first videos was related to abundance and attracting more money into your life. So, and that was one of the early ones that showed me an indication that there was an interest in my voice and all that stuff. So, yeah, so I know what it's like to have that stress of, my God, how am I going to pay rent? How am I going to pay the bills? Of course, operating from a position of stress when you're under the gun, scarcity is not the most healthy thing to be. So I imagine some of you are probably going through that as well. So how can you create, though, that feeling, a feeling of abundance? How can you feel abundant, whether money is flowing or scarce or whatever? And so just find ways to do that. And that's where we can apply abundance to things that don't relate to money. Do you have an abundance of friends, of family? Do you have an abundance of ideas, of creative ideas? Something as simple as just getting out in the nature. There's an abundance of air. Or do you live in an area where there's an abundance of trees and animals and growth? I mean, even things that are normally would be considered a nuisance, like I got all these weeds growing and these plants, you know, the grass needs to be cut. Well, there's an abundance of growth there that you could appreciate at least. That's why that affirmation that we did earlier, I'm in tune with the abundant nature of the universe. Mother Nature is an abundance machine. It's about growth and expansion. Yes, the winter comes where we retract and go into hibernation, and then the spring comes and there's new growth every year. Actually, if you relate nature to our lives, that's quite often what happens. You know, there's times in our lives when the winter comes and growth is stunted for a while, but there's always around the corner, the sun comes back and shines its light. So I'm just going to encourage you to, how can you get that sense of abundance, that same feeling that I did waking up on Christmas morning and seeing all those presents there, regardless of the amount of money that was spent on them. And gratitude is really the best place to start, being grateful for what you have, not taking anything for granted or overlooking the things that already exist in your life. Be grateful for the ideas that you have, and being open and ready to receive. Don't close yourself off to it. Yeah, I'm just kind of like dancing around this topic of just being open to the possibilities. And how can you, what is it that makes you feel abundant? And even if you're relating it to something not related to money, like I have an abundance of creativity, I have an abundance of talent, I have an abundance of friends, good ideas, that openness of and that gratitude to the things that are flowing and overflowing in your life can translate and put you in a better position to then work on money-related issues. We need a certain amount of money just to take care of our basic needs. And so you got to do what you got to do. Those times when I worked day jobs, it's because I felt that was the best thing for me to do short-term to make sure I had a place to live and the car that ran and all that stuff. So sometimes we have to do things that aren't maybe perfect alignment with the job or the self-employment route that we want to take. But if you hold that vision and just be grateful for that day job, even if you don't like it, and don't know that it's you're not going to be there long term, and then work on that passion of yours, that passion project, and pour as much positivity and intention and expectation that we're going to find a way to make this thing work, it can lead to great things. That's how this YouTube channel grew. I had no business plan, but I was just playful and experimenting and actually created some of those early affirmations for myself to help myself out of a funk because I wasn't happy with some of the things I was finding on YouTube. And look where this channel is now. That's my little spiel this morning.
Thanks so much for listening. Before you go, I want to remind you to get your free copy of Turbocharge Your Life, 5 Steps to Unleashing Your Purpose, Passion, and Play. It will be well worth you taking a few seconds right now to go to bobbakerinspiration.com to get it. That's bobbakerinspiration.com. The 5 simple steps we cover will help you overcome the obstacles you currently face and inspire you to live a more purposeful and passionate life. You'll learn how to identify what's holding you back and dissolve the hurdles that are slowing you down, how to install a new belief system and behaviors that will empower you and up-level your life. We also share the secret ingredient that will lead to your personal transformation. The end result will be that you become a full expression of your authentic self. Again, this guide is absolutely free and waiting for you right now at bobbakerinspiration.com. Go there right now before you get distracted.